Robin. If you were with us, thank you. If you were unable to join us, know that we missed you and hope you are making plans to be with us for the 2019 conference in Spokane, Washington. Leading our conversation today will be some of the NASP board members sharing their perspectives and reflections. As you will hear, it has been a terrific time of networking and learning. The 2018 conference theme was Lead, Learn, Rethink. This is exactly what the conference attendees did. We learned new and innovative things, took time to rethink our practices, and now we are ready to lead for stronger schools and our profession. Our event began on Sunday with pre-conference sessions and a community service day. Principals are always looking for ways to give back and make our world a better place. Paul Winger, principal of Jordan Creek Elementary School in West Des Moines, Iowa, will tell us all about Service Day.
Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank Landscape Structures and Megan Andrada for donating a marvelous playground structure and the legwork before we even got there. That was greatly appreciated. We, on Sunday, we went to Catalina Elementary, where Principal Seth Dobb welcomed us. He is, Principal Dobb is also the president of the Florida Elementary and Middle School Association. Catalina Elementary is a school that has is a Title I school with 100% free and reduced lunch population. It's a building that was about, I believe, 12 years old, and they were in need of another playground and also some flower gardens. So that was our mission on Sunday. We had over 100 principals volunteer to get sweaty, hot, and dirty, and we all did that. We've been doing this for the last 10 years. A little technical difficulty there, everybody. Hang on. We've been doing this for the last 10 years. We've been in New Orleans, Houston, Tampa, Orlando, Baltimore, Nashville, Long Beach, Seattle. It's been a great experience. If you have never attended one of these, I suggest that when we are in Spokane next year, that you participate in this adventure. It is a great way to network. It's a great way to build relationships. Some of the things that you might find yourself doing that I've attended 9 of out of the last 10 playground builds, and I've run a jackhammer, I've mixed cement, I've hauled mulch, I've planted flowers, planted bushes. You just lend a hand, and if you get tired, you take a break, and someone else steps in to help you out. It's a great, like I said, it's a great relationship building, networking opportunity, and it's just a lot of fun. We work hard for probably 3 or 4 hours. Frequently, when we are at the schools, they will have a group of children that might, maybe it's just, they will sing for us. They might do a little dance routine. We've had drumming, kids on a drum corps perform for us. So you get to see a little bit of what their school is like. Also, sometimes, depending upon the location, they may have a special lunch. I remember down in, I believe it was in Houston, we had some very, New Orleans, we had some great southern food, and so they always feed us lunch. And then after we're done, we always come back together and have some time just to kind of talk about what we did and just sit down and reflect. And so that's always a good thing. We're also responsible by the No Hungry Kid Foundation, and so we also wanted to thank them. Just to go back real quick, and then we're going to go on to the next subject. Seriously, when you see that registration material come through and it says playground, would you like to volunteer? Put a big check in that box because you will not regret it. It's a great experience, and you will come back year after year. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. What a rewarding day to help our Florida colleagues improve their school for their students and all the many colleagues over these past 10 years. It's certainly one of the highlights for me as well, and I would also encourage folks to check that box. Some attendees choose to be part of the Sunday pre-conference learning. Angelina Martina Finnegan, principal of Lake Hiawatha School in New Jersey, could you share about your experience with the pre-conference?
Yes, Brian, of course. We had 4 pre-conference sessions scheduled this year. It was Leading Your School to Greatness by Improving Your Daily Practice, and the speaker was Tim Berkey. Middle Level Administration, The Challenge, The Quest, The Conquer, and the speaker was Mark McLeod. A 3rd session was Principals Leading Literacy and Learning, presented by Doug Fisher. And lastly, The Principal Influenced, Developing Leadership Capacity with Ann Cunningham Morris. So the sessions appeal to a wide audience of our membership. They're a full-day learning opportunity. It's a wonderful way to kick off the conference and be immersed in learning for a full day. The sessions connect to our different strands, our different conference strands. For instance, creating positive climate, culture, and community, effective staff development, high leverage instructional leadership, innovative technology and social media, leading early childhood programs, and transforming schools. So in planning the pre-conference sessions, we looked for speakers and topics that would appeal to the broad range of attendees we have from our preschool through middle school members of NEESP. The feedback we received from our attendees was very, very positive. They enjoyed the opportunity to interact with fellow members. They felt that the content was very rich. The way the days were structured gave them great opportunities to learn and bring that learning from the morning back to the afternoon session and build upon it. They're really great opportunities. I've attended the pre-conference workshops in past years. This year I attended the Service Learning Day that Paul spoke about, which was such a wonderful experience. And I found the pre-conference workshops are a great way to network and meet fellow NEESP members. And often the people that you meet in the pre-conference workshops become your friends throughout the conference. The people that you run into, that you connect with, and having the opportunity to share those best practices and ideas and hear from your fellow members from across the country is a great way to broaden perspectives and bring back meaningful ideas to our schools and our students. So we encourage you, if you weren't able to attend one of our pre-conference sessions this year, look for it next year, a wonderful way to kick off the conference and kick off your learning and your involvement with NEST.
Great. Thanks, Angelina. And thank you to those who took advantage of this learning opportunity this year and those who are going to eagerly and participate in the pre-conference sessions next year. It is a great way to get connected early on and extend your learning over the during the conference. Now we'd like to talk a little bit about our keynote section sessions. We were extremely fortunate to have 4 fabulous keynote sessions this year. Cordova Elementary School in Tennessee, Principal Kimbrell Barbosa Lewis is here to tell us about the keynote.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the keynote. Our keynote speakers definitely did not disappoint. They were instrumental in continuing the theme of lead, learn, and rethink, and specifically in the areas of effective, of high leverage instructional leadership, creating positive culture, climate, and community, and transforming our schools. We kicked off with a fantastic leader in Sean Covey. As we know, his father began the very long trek for us of transforming our leadership through 7 habits of effective people. And Sean Covey has continued that legacy of leadership through the Leader in Me series for students. And we've gotten to hear how that works in schools through 4 key tasks to ensure success for students that he shared with us, and setting goals for those students to accomplish. He also had us interact with several of the students who work in schools, where they set goals to fill gaps, personal goals and academic goals. Setting those goals, projecting them, building them, measuring them, making sure that they are short-term and that you celebrate at the end of those accomplishments. So we had a great start to our conference with Sean Covey. Next, that afternoon, we had Sal Khan of Khan Academy. How many of us have used Khan Academy in both our homes and our schools? As a parent, I've used it, and as a principal, we've used it in our classrooms. It's extraordinary to hear Sal Khan speak about how he began with a vision in a room in his home. just by sending short clips for his family members, his cousins, as they had some challenges in their mathematics homework. And coming from a background that was not in education, he still had a vision that now has reached far, far beyond what we probably could have imagined when we first started watching those videos. Khan Academy has reached across the world, is in many different languages, and it also has a program just to gear our students up for the SAT, prepare them for college, and that was fantastic to learn more about. Daniel Pink helped change our frame of reference for time. Scientific secrets to perfect timing. We all know that we're either morning person or an evening person. Well, we came to find out from him that most of us are neither. 80% of us are somewhere in between, and that there are peaks and valleys in our day, and we need to optimize those for instruction and learning and movement. Knowing when people learn best and the types of learning that are best at certain times of the day. For example, analytical learning is best just after the morning starts, and how we schedule our day and student achievement, test taking, growth, and what parts of our everyday can help to enrich that growth. For example, choral singing. I would have never known that choral singing is almost as good for your body as physical exercise. So we really appreciated Daniel Pink sharing with us what we should do with certain parts of the day and taking breaks and in academics and focusing on specific types of learning. And then this afternoon, we ended with an Olympic champion, Jackie Joyner Kersey, and how humble she is, just sharing with us her perspective. And we saw it as a winning perspective. It gets the gold. But, you know, she shared with us it was all about dedication. She was not the best at running as a child, but she wanted to continue to challenge herself to do a little bit better than she had done before. How it was an outlet for her, how when she did well, if she made a mistake, it was obvious that her teachers, her principals expected the best of her, and that continued to challenge her. She left us with the message as principals and administrators and educational leaders that as we work through our day, meet challenges, and want to do the best for our students, what we should always remember is establish trust. Establish trust with those we serve, who work alongside with us, and that we lead. If we have honest trust and build those relationships, we will go much further than we originally thought that we could. So we had a great time with our thought leaders, and they definitely set the tone for the entire conference.
I agree, Kimbrell. I think it was an outstanding lineup, and certainly feel much more excited to go back and share and keep the perspectives that they were sharing with us in mind as we are getting ready to start on a new school year. In addition to the keynotes, we had over 100 concurrent session options for our attendees. As one registrant said, NASP makes it hard to choose. Dwight Cooper from Reardon Elementary School and Reardon, Washington is here to tell us more about those concurrent sessions.
Thank you, Brian. All 100 concurrent sessions were grouped into 6 conference areas of focus or strands. The areas were creating positive culture, climate, and community, effective staff development, high leverage instructional leadership, innovative technology and social media, leading early childhood programs, which would be pre-K-3, and transferring schools. I'll just highlight 4 of the 100 sessions, you know, that were available to provide a variety of what was available. One session was Lead Like a Pirate, and this session worked to energize the attendees to focus on the key attributes that PIRATE stands for, which are passion, immersion, rapport, analyze, transformation, and enthusiasm. It was a very active, lively program, and people came away with some very practical and exciting ideas to re-energize their schools. Another area that I attended was the neuroscience of emotional regulation. We started off with just learning about brain function, research on the brain and brain development, and then we were able to receive specific strategies or implications this has on our instructional skills that we use. Another session that was available was a follow-up to the keynote speaker of Khan Academy, where they provided additional research and ways that all schools could get involved with the program and giving us additional insights to some of the features of this incredible tool. There's also a session on from the Office of Overseas Schools hosted by the U.S. State Department and providing different options if you want to try to get out and explore the world. The challenge of all this was to select a session from all the 100 options that were available, and they were limited over just to those times throughout that conference.
All right. Well, that's a good challenge and problem to have, Dwight, and certainly we like to provide a variety of opportunities for our attendees and make that choice even more difficult for you. So, but the good thing is that there's something for everyone, and I want to just extend a special thanks and appreciation to Gail Morgan and our professional learning team for all of their work in preparing an excellent lineup this year. NASP launched a new and different platform of learning this year. Cass Nelson from Visalia Elementary School in Visalia, Oklahoma, is here to explain about this exciting learning experience.
Absolutely. This session was called the Innovation Rotation, and it was unlike any session I have ever experienced. It was a session that offered a creative learning environment where attendees came and wore a device, a listening device, that had three different stations on it. And there were three speakers that were all speaking simultaneously on topics that are very relevant for principals today. Those were technology and leadership and school safety. And so as attendees were there experiencing that, they could tune in, I guess you could use, to each speaker, and the speaker spoke for 15 to 20 minutes on their topic, and then they rotated, and you could change channels and listen to a new speaker. Just a few things I took away from each speaker that are relevant to us today. The technology was presented by Joshua Sawyer, who is a Microsoft senior manager, and the entire session was provided by Microsoft, and that was their listening device, and the attendees got to take those with them for free. So, and it becomes a radio, which is kind of neat. But he talked about preparing the class of 2030, and those are the kindergartners of this past year, which my son was in that class. Shout out to my son. He's 6 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes. But so I think about his class, and that's who Joshua was speaking about. And Microsoft is trying to make that easier for leaders through making learning and personal learning and the availability of technology for each child, embracing creativity and certainly problem solving. Then Jeff Bean is a Chicago policeman and also works on behalf of Act on Bullying Incorporated, and he spoke about school safety, which we all know is very relevant in our country today throughout our schools. And his main message was that administrators can't just check the box that those things have been done, that drills have been done, or that safety measures have been put in place. He really compelled us to dig deep into our schools and do what works for our schools, and that when we do that, we're ultimately keeping our children and school staff safe at school. So he was very, very, very helpful. And then finally, Tim Hodges from Gallup spoke about leadership, and he tied the research that Gallup has done in with, or that they've conducted regarding employee engagement to provide some solutions for addressing the teacher shortage, which we are facing across the country as well. So ultimately, a very innovative rotation, which was the name of the session, a lot of learning going on, and I was very engaged because of the listening that, you know, I was actually hearing them personally through my listening device. So
that's great. It's always good to step out and do things a little bit differently. So I think that was a wonderful opportunity, and certainly gave a new flavor on professional development and how you can address multiple topics at once and really individualize it for the learner. So that's great. Thank you for sharing. So if you have ever planned and organized your state conference, you know and understand the importance of vendors and exhibitors. We couldn't have outstanding events like the Pre-K-8 Principals Conference without them. Dave Steckler is here. He's the principal of Red Trail Elementary School in Mandan, North Dakota. Dave, can you tell us what was happening in the exhibit hall? And what about the area called the Exchange, the intersection between leading, learning, and rethinking? What was that all about?
Thank you, Brian, and good afternoon. During my visit of the exhibit hall and just networking with some of the vendors, what was happening in there was we had opportunities for our principals to network with our vendors on resources that would help enhance, you know, their programs within their schools. And so there was a lot of networking. The vendors were making connections with the principals. Principals were learning about certain topics and certain things that they could bring back to their schools. And probably the most important thing within the vendor area, that relationship piece, once again, you know, not only are they learning about things, they're making connections with people and developing those relationships. And then lastly, you know, we definitely appreciate the vendors and what they provide to our members and the opportunities they give them to enhance their school, their programs within their building. So as far as Exchange, there was two of them. There was, the first one on Monday was Next Practices or Best Practices, you decide. And the second one was Pressing Principal Questions, Find Time-Tested Answers from the Field. These are opportunities for principals around the nation to network on topics and discuss things that maybe they had questions about or things that maybe they were struggling with, but just gave them an opportunity to learn and grow as a leader.
Thanks, Dave, and thank you to the 100-plus vendors and exhibitors who partnered to provide a premier experience for national principals. Specifically, I'd like to thank our official conference sponsors, Leader in Me, Microsoft, Landscape Structures, Walt Disney World, Choose to Be Kind, MathWiz, Life Touch, No Kid Hungry, and Scholastic. We certainly couldn't provide an outstanding experience without your support for our attendees and association. Principals are constantly looking for ways to reward and recognize their staff, but principal recognition is important also. NASP does a great job providing awards and recognitions in addition to zone meetings and networking opportunities. DuPont-Hadley Middle School principal from Old Hickory, Tennessee, Kevin Armstrong, is here to tell us about these important conference events.
Thank you, Brian. In terms of awards, just today we had an opportunity to see some assistant principals receive awards, which is a very exciting time for them and for us as well, to see them have an opportunity to be recognized across the stage. Also, we saw a great video involving Life Touch with the memory mission and had an opportunity to really see the changes that were made and the lives that were touched. And also, we gave away an opportunity to see some other folks that will have an opportunity to go to Puerto Rico in January, which is a very exciting time to really be able to affect those families and those students down there. In terms of recognition, over the last couple of days, we've had an opportunity to recognize past presidents. Past NDPs had an opportunity to network with them on yesterday during a meeting that we had, which was a very exciting time. All of our attendees had an opportunity to attend sessions on ways to recognize and reward their staff. I know, just speaking personally, I found some ways this week to be able to go back and recognize my staff and my assistant principals as well. In terms of networking, we've been networking really since we touched the ground with Zone gatherings that we've had. Like I said yesterday, we had an NDP reunion. past presidents and past members had a roundtable this week. First time attendees, I was able to attend that on yesterday and really be able to connect with those that are participating within AASB conference for the first time. Networking at the pool, around the hotel, even in the line at Starbucks, just really being able to meet and greet folks that are here for the first time and folks that have been here for several years. There was a federal relations network meeting that took place on today, as well as state editors meeting and an NAESP state representative meeting. In terms of zone meetings, those zone meetings took place on yesterday. I was able to attend one of those nine. I was able to attend zone four and meet with the folks in my particular zone and met some new folks and built some relationships and had an opportunity to get my business card out there to continue to build those relationships, as well as on yesterday we had the Big Ten Consortium meeting. So we had a lot of things going on in terms of awards, recognition, and networking for
Zoom. Great. Thanks, Kevin. And congratulations to all of our recipients of both our Assistant Principal of the Year program and our National Distinguished Principals program. And Kevin, you were a 2018 National Distinguished Principal, so congratulations to you. And we have a couple other NDPs in here as well. Congratulations to all of you for your being recognized and honored not only in your home state but at the national level through NAASP's National Distinguished Principals Program. No one understands the challenges and demands of the principalship like a principal. Professional learning and building a stronger network is crucial. No one will argue that it is difficult to get away from local responsibilities, but just as we expect our staff and students to grow and learn, leaders must also. If you missed this year's event, consider this your special invitation to save the date and mark July 10th through the 12th of 2019 on your calendar. The Principals Pre-K 8 Conference will be convening in Spokane, Washington, and all principals are welcome. If you're not currently a member of our professional organization, we cordially invite you to join us. Membership is always open, and we are stronger together in our efforts to lead in advocacy and support for elementary and middle-level principals and other education leaders as we strive in our commitment to all children. Thank you for joining us, and please feel free to reach out to NAASB if we can ever assist in your leadership journey. Have a great day.